Mingo consonants. There are 8 consonant sounds in Mingo. H, K, N, S, T, W, Y, and apostrophe, or glottal stop. Although there are only 8 individual consonants, they can combine with each other to make consonant clusters, thereby producing a number of new sounds. We can divide Mingo consonants into 2 basic classes, those which are basically voiced, and those which are basically voiceless. Voiced refers to the buzzing sound your vocal cords make when they vibrate. Try saying the word buzz and holding the Z sound for a long time. If you put your finger on your throat while you do this, you can feel your vocal cords vibrating. Voiceless sounds, on the other hand, are made without vibrating your vocal cords. Try saying bus and drawing out the S sound for a long time. Now, if you feel your throat, you can tell that there is no vibration in your vocal cords, no buzzing feeling. There are 5 basically voiceless consonants in Mingo: H, K, S, T, and apostrophe, or glottal stop. H. The voiceless consonant H is pronounced just like the English H in house. H can occur at the beginning of words, in the middle of words, between 2 vowels, just like English. However, unlike English, in Mingo, an H can also occur in the middle of a word, either right before another consonant, as in the sequences HK, HS, HT, HW, and HY, or right after another consonant, as in the sequences KH, TH, and SH. The Mingo H is always pronounced the same, no matter what position it is in. But it is important to pay attention to those cases where it occurs in places that the English H doesn't. If you simply skip over the H or don't pronounce it clearly, you may find yourself saying something that you did not intend. K. The voiceless consonant K is pronounced like the C in English scam. When the Mingo K occurs right in front of a vowel, W or Y, it will often sound like an English G, as in go. However, when the Mingo K occurs before an H, N, S, or T, it sounds more like the C in English cape. Although these seem like 2 different sounds to English ears, they really act as a single sound, marked by the letter K in Mingo. S. The voiceless consonant S is pronounced like the S in English soup. The Mingo S is very much like the English S and should be very easy for you to learn. When S occurs with a Y immediately following it, the whole sequence S-Y is pronounced like the S-H in English ship. Be careful with the sequence S-H. In Mingo, the S and the H must always be pronounced separately, like in the English phrase grass hut. In Mingo, S-H is never pronounced like the S-H in English ship. T. The voiceless consonant T is pronounced like the T in English step. When the Mingo T occurs right in front of a vowel, W or Y, it will often sound like an English D, as in do. However, when the Mingo T occurs before an H or a K, it will sound more like the T in English two. Although these seem like 2 different sounds to English ears, they really act as a single sound, written with the letter T, in Mingo. The sound T also occurs in special combinations with a number of other sounds. The sequence TH in Mingo is pronounced like the T in English top. In Mingo, the TH is never pronounced like the TH in English words like that or path. The sequence TS in Mingo is pronounced like the DS in English suds. The sequence TSI in Mingo is pronounced like the English word G. The sequence THS in Mingo is pronounced like the TS in English cats. The sequence THSI in Mingo is pronounced like the CHEE in English cheese. The sequence TY in Mingo is pronounced like the DY in the English phrase bad year. The sequence TSY in Mingo is pronounced like the J in English jail. The sequence THY in Mingo is pronounced like the CH in English church. Glottal stop. The last voiceless consonant in Mingo is apostrophe, called glottal stop. This is the hardest Mingo sound for English speakers to learn. In truth, it's a very simple sound. It is called a glottal stop because to make this sound, you cut off the stream of air as it goes through your throat, as opposed to cutting it off once it's reached your mouth, as in the pronunciation of a T or a K. Most English speakers do not use the glottal stop very often, although it does occur as the little silent pause in the middle of the expression, uh-oh. It will probably take you a good while of listening to tapes and speaking with native speakers to master the glottal stop sound, especially when it occurs at the end of a word, where it can be very hard for English ears to pick up. However, in time you should be able to hear and produce this sound quite fluently. There are three basically voiced consonants in Mingo, N, W, and Y. Unlike the basically voiceless consonants, the basically voiced consonants never occur at the end of a word, and they never occur immediately before another consonant. N. The voiced consonant N is pronounced like the N in English night. W. The voiced consonant W is pronounced like the W in English wall. Y. The voiced consonant Y is pronounced like the Y in English yes.